It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
B-Mitch and Fitley, 106.7 The Fan. It is high noon in the District of Columbia, and Jeff got high. We're going to discuss that in just a few moments. Right now, though, talking to our friend, Mr. Mike Jones. Jonesy.
John, where you find your thrill at, man?
How are you, buddy?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Did you find your thrill on Blueberry Hill?
Did I find my thrill? Yeah, I think I got my thrill. I didn't know it was Blueberry Hill, but, you know, I found it somewhere.
Somewhere in Delaware. Jonesy, what a start to the NFL season. Let's start it locally, and then we'll zoom out. How impressed have you been by Washington?
By Washington? Man, I tell you what. I thought that this would probably be kind of like one of those, you win one week, you lose a couple, you win, you know, maybe, you know, like a 8-9 type of season, but a decent foundation being laid. But like, I said it on here, on you guys' show, that like, they're not going to be quite ready this year. They're going to do some good things. They're going to show some improvement, but you're going to have to wait till next year. Well, I mean, I didn't expect that they were going to come out here, and not just Jaden Daniels, but the fact that, you know, and I've heard some people say, well, they're not playing anybody. But they aren't just squeaking by teams. They're not just, like, getting lucky in a fourth quarter with a fumble recovery, you know, next to the end zone or something like that. They are, like, blowing teams out. They're beating bad teams. They're doing what they should be doing. And so, and your star quarterback goes out and you keep on rolling. So that, to me, says you've got really good depth and good preparation, and so you're taking care of business. So, yeah, this has definitely been a surprise. It's impressive. Obviously, they're going to have a tough stretch where, you know, they're going to hit, I think it's like a number, maybe like 3 divisional games in a 5-6 week stretch, and that'll be a truth teller stretch right there for them. But still, even so, this has been refreshing and encouraging to see.
What has been the most impressive thing to you?
Well, I think it's just the progress that they made. Well, I mean, outside of Daniels, Daniels has been the most impressive thing. But look, their defense has made improvements each week. Their offensive line has made improvements each week. I think that's the thing is, like, look, that first game of the season, I think that's what I was like, yeah, you know what? You know, we're going to see some flashes and some fireworks from this rookie quarterback, but they're not going to be able to stop anybody, and it's going to be some real growing pains. But they've gotten better each week, and so that's the thing that's impressed me, is that some of these improvements were something I didn't think was going to be made that quickly. They've definitely made leaps and bounds. And look, again, I don't know how this division is going to shake out, because I think Philly's going to get their act together, and Dallas, you know, they're still right there. They can, but it's not ridiculous to think that Washington can make the playoffs as a wild card team, at the very least. They might have a chance to win this division if they keep rolling like they are. But at the very least, the wild card is a realistic expectation for them.
I think certainly the wild card is a realistic. And I know that you had some reporting earlier in the week on Jaden Daniels. What is the latest you've heard? You know, Dan Quinn talked yesterday. It sounds like, my guess is this is going till at least Friday and maybe even Sunday morning before we hear anything definitive.
Yeah, I don't think that we're going to hear anything more definitively, because I think that, look, his mom tweeting that he's fine was good. I think that it's very possible that if they were playing the Eagles and a tight game or something like that, that maybe he would have gone back in. But I think that they looked at this and said, okay, look, we got this game. We're going to be okay. Let's not risk this thing. Let's be smart.
Yep.
And look, now we'll see how he responds after practicing on Wednesday, a couple days of rest. How can he, he still be as mobile? Can he throw as well? Can he be himself? And after you respond to several days of activity, then they'll make the decision. But I thought that Dan Quinn was as positive an update you could have asked for the day after the game. And so I think they are hoping that he can play. Like you said, we might not hear until Sunday, but I think that it looks like it's trending towards that.
Yeah, you've been around this game a long time, and it's just, I think the average person doesn't understand what the hell guys deal with every time to get on the field on Sunday.
Right.
And sometimes you see a guy, you hear something, you don't think there's no chance in hell. They can't wait to get back out there.
I
think it's all about the pain threshold, and if he can handle it, he plays. If he can't, he don't.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing is, like, if he – and they have to watch, okay, look, does he look like he's favoring it? Is he not quite moving the same? Is his throw affected by it? All of those things, and they have to be smart, protect him from himself, because obviously he's going to want to be out there. But, yeah, if he can be himself, then he'll be out there.
Which will be remarkable. Flipping it over, how good is this Bears team? They've won some games. They beat some bad teams. Caleb seems to be coming on. That defense seems to be pretty legit. Assuming they have Jaden, there is a reason they flex this game. What kind of contest you see on Sunday?
Yeah, well, I mean, and I will say, look, the three teams they beat are three of the worst defenses in the whole entire league. So you got to temper it a little bit, but I will say that the way that they've seemed like they've finally figured out how to execute this offense, how to position Caleb Williams for success, it's encouraging. They had a good defense. They played, Houston tough. Their offensive coordinator, the play calling, was just not the play calling used for a rookie quarterback. Having them drop back 50 times a game, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, right.
In the first 3 weeks of the season. So after that first three-week stretch, they finally seemed like they got it, and they started leaning more heavily on the run game just to ensure balance. And, so defenses couldn't pin back their ears because he was taking some hits. And so they look like they figured it out. They've got plenty of talent. They've, got, talent. They've invested in free agency and the draft. And so I don't think that they're going to have a chance to win their division, but they're an improving team. And they're a competitive team, and I think it should be a good game between these two.
But speaking of play calling, Cliff Kingsbury, have you been impressed with his? Because people had their qualms about him, but Cliff's already said, I didn't know nothing before. Now I'm going to be putting, we're going to be installing a different offense, and I think it's been totally different.
Yeah, no, I think so too. And I thought that the approach that he had was very good, very smart, where the first couple weeks, he was not airing the ball out. It was like, let's just get the ball out of his hands quickly, ease the pressure on him, ease the pressure on our offensive line. And then each week you saw it expand where, the dropbacks were a little deeper, the shots downfield were deeper. And so I thought that was a patient and a smart approach out of Cliff Kingsbury. And look, he had some games, some years there with Kyler Murray where their offense looked decent. But then there were times, Kyler Murray couldn't stay on the field. So who knows what would have happened if Kyler Murray could have stayed healthy. But I do think that sometimes a young head coach, you think you got all the answers. You go out, you have some failure, and you learn from it. And then now he's back here. He's as an offensive coordinator. He doesn't have to worry about the whole big picture. He can really lock in. And look, he's probably going to wind up being a head coach again. But he's doing a really good job. Also give Brian Johnson credit, too, for just the development for this young quarterback and how they're bringing him along.
Yeah, I think, dude, they have built this quarterback corner, if you will, of Cliff, Brian Johnson, David Blough's a big part of this thing, Tavita Pritchard. I mean, even Mariota as a veteran that's been through it all, the ups and downs, I think what they built as far as like a a room, a group of people to help Jaden has been terrific.
No, I think so. And look, there's such thing as too many cooks in the kitchen.
Right.
We saw what happened last year in Carolina where they had Frank Reich and Thomas Brown and Jim Caldwell and Josh McCown. I mean, they just had all these guys who had different philosophies, and it didn't come together, right? They were just, you know, back and forth. But they, here in Washington, figured out, okay, let's get some diverse minds, but they still are able to speak the same language and obviously view things the same way, and they've come up with a good plan. He's got the right kind of people in his ear. Jaden does, and you're, you know, seeing that the fruits of that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, we're talking with our friend Mike Jones from The Athletic. You can give him a follow at @ByMikeJones. Let's zoom out from Jaden and the Commanders to, we don't even have to go very far. Let's go to the NFCs. You said something interesting that you think Philly's going to get their act together. To me, that kind of implies, one, getting healthy, getting A.J. Brown back on the field is a big difference. But two, Sirianni just taking his meds, whatever it is. How good is Philly? I think they're still the most talented team in the division.
I think so. But the other thing is also their defense. They've got young guys on that defense, and it seemed like there were some growing pains as they got comfortable with what Vic Fangio wanted and how he wanted to use them. We saw them this past week. They had 8 sacks. Now, look, they're going against the Giants, who are not a good team. But at the same time, you still got to make the plays. And it seems like things are starting to click for them defensively. You're absolutely right. Having everybody healthy on offense is a big thing. And I think that they also had some growing pains of, you know, leadership with Jason Kelce being gone and who's going to step up and kind of be the tone setter for you guys. So they kind of are growing into that. And so I don't know how far they're going to go, you know, as far as a deep playoff run, but I think that in this division, they're going to be in the thick of things for the lead for this division late in the year.
Well, you look at Saquon, he's running the ball very effectively for them. And then you look down here in Washington, we're running the ball. The Giants and the Cowboys do not run the football well. And I think that's part of their problem.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And look, everybody loves the pass. They talk about the passing league. But you notice all the good teams, they have the ability. Even if they don't run as their first thing, they still have the ability to run. You have to have balance in this league. You have to be able to keep defenses off balance. And that's something that Washington obviously is able to do, and Philly when they decide that they want to run the football. And, you know, we've seen them some weeks where they don't feed Saquon enough. Last week, this past week, they definitely did. When they have that balance, that two-dimensional offensive approach, then you have a lot of more success. And it makes it easier on your defense as well because you're able to, control the clock and keep them off the field some.
So what do you think is going on with Dallas? I imagine you go on with that station sometimes, the fan, I think, in Dallas. And last week, Jerry's trying to fire guys, radio hosts. Mm-hmm. This week he goes on with them and is just like, yeah, you know, I don't think Derrick Henry would be having the same level of success with us as he's having there. Kind of throwing McCarthy under the bus.
Is he saying his team sucks?
How stable are things for the Cowboys?
I mean, look, you're only as stable as the top, right?
Right.
And Jerry is getting up there and doesn't seem too stable. Part of me last week, though, almost wondered if that was all just to kind of like be a distraction and take some heat off of McCarthy and, the guys. And then this week here, and you know, like you said, talking about, oh, well, Derrick Henry wouldn't have the success here. That's also trying to, well, he's the one who would have paid Derrick Henry. And before he was like, well, we couldn't afford him.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, oh, wouldn't, you know, so he's trying to come up with all these, you know, reasons why it wouldn't have worked and everything. So that way he doesn't look as bad. Jerry really probably is at the point where he needs to sit back and let somebody else run this thing. He loves being the face. I think being the face and being the brand is more important to him than actually winning. Because if you look at the head coaches that he's hired over the years, after Parcells, he has not had anything but yes men as his head coaches. He's not had anybody who will stand up to him, strong personalities. He wants to be able to have somebody that he can, will be okay. And then, Bill Belichick would not be okay with Jerry Jones, giving press conferences before he even spoke after games. Marvin Lewis probably would not have been okay with that either. And so he's gotten coaches who are beholden and maybe aren't the strongest tone setters and leaders. And look, this is the results you're getting where you're going to underachieve all the time. So
I hope he keeps doing exactly what he's doing.
Right. Exactly. So that's why he's getting the results he is getting.
I tend to totally agree with you, Mike. And people are convinced that he's going to try to chase him out. I don't think so. How long did it take him to get rid of Jason Garrett? It was
Garrett didn't fight anything. He just took everything he said.
Right. And then look, he's not going to fire Mike McCarthy during the season. No. I mean, he might fire him after this year. Well, he does, just not renew his contract and then go get somebody else. But it's not going to be somebody that's, a strong personality. He had an opportunity to get Sean Payton, who had actually been there in Dallas
right. Under
Bill Parcells, and he didn't. And if he didn't jump on that opportunity, who was regarded as, the best offensive coach out there outside of, Shanahan and McVay, and he was available, and you stuck with Mike McCarthy, who's got the most boring milquetoast offense, then, you don't really care.
Mike, last one for me. You had a column that I think needs to be amplified. Everybody's in such a hurry to anoint anyone else besides Mahomes and the Chiefs, and all they do is keep winning. Whatever team it is, the narrative had been they can't go on the road and win. Well, last year they went to Buffalo and to Baltimore, won both of them en route to a second straight Super Bowl. You had a column just about how great they are, and people still underestimate them.
Yeah, it's like everybody thinks that they automatically that you're going to be able to light things up the way you did every year, and if you're not doing it that same way, you're not good. I even had one dude who works in radio down there who was like, yeah, Mahomes is still playing like S. And I was like, wait a minute. Wait, what? Like, look at what he's dealing with here. When he drops back, he's always looking over his left shoulder because their left tackle is terrible. He's got no wide receivers to throw to. But they still figure out how to get the job done. They've changed their stripes without a rebuild so they can run the ball really well, and they've got a strong defensive team. But when crunch time comes, Mahomes is getting the job done. So I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what your fantasy football team results look like. They're winning games. And if you're able to overcome all kinds of things that are thrown at you and you're undefeated, you're still great. Whether you are scoring 40 points a game or 20 points a game, you're winning games, and that's all that matters.
Like I told JP yesterday, I said, look at his last two drives of the game. You could add it to three drives. When he gets the ball late, he puts the ball in the end zone.
Yep. And then all of a sudden, look, Kelce came out of nowhere. Boom. Needed him third down. Boom. Got him on third down. He got what he needed to get when he needed to get it. You know, and so, hey, I'm not betting against him.
Who you betting on in the World Series? I know you're seam head.
Well, my wife is from New York. My kids are all Yankees fans. It would be much, you know, better in this house if they win. You know, so I don't know if they actually can. I know that those guys, they can change a game with one swing, but Aaron Judge strikes out way too much. My kids get mad at me when I say that. So I don't know. I'm a little bit worried for them. It'd be great to see, but I don't know. I'm nervous.
I just might have him another one.
I mean, Shohei. And then, but dude, Stanton has been so hot. I almost wonder if it's too much time off for Stanton, as red hot as he's been, because they don't play till Friday night, right?
Yep, exactly. I mean, but those old legs, you know, that back probably needs a little rest, and they're getting some pitching back, you know, because of the time. So maybe it'll play off all right. But I do agree with you. The momentum being killed, you get, you know, a little worried about that.
I want neither of these teams to win. I can't root for either of these teams, but I am very excited for this World Series.
Yeah, if the Yankees win, bro, we won't be able to deal with Jeff.
Yeah, or Lanfield. Lanfield keeps it quiet, but he's a Yankee fan too. Mike, thank you for the time, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, Mike.
All right, I'll see you guys. Thanks, brother.
That's our guy, Mike Jones. Give him a follow at By Mike Jones. Check out his content in The Athletic.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.